faucet, I think, faucet is our main term.
I think we say spigot for the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Very yes, interesting. It is. This can be very interesting, I can uh-huh. see.
Uh-huh. I get a great kick out of it. Now, you go to the groceries, and you buy quite a few, so the grocery, you go to the grocery store and buy groceries. You buy quite a few, so the grocery store man will put your groceries in a box, maybe, but he might also put it in a paper
sack.
And if you bought 100 pounds of flour, and it was in a container made out of cloth, you might say it was in a
flour sack.
And if you bought 100 pounds of potatoes, they would be apt to be in a
burlap sack. That's the way they were.
They used to unload trucks for a living in a grocery warehouse. There, burlaps, and they always came in burlap potatoes. But you'd make no distinction. Wouldn't call one a bag. Most all sacks.
Well, yes, a bag of potatoes. We used to get a bag of potatoes.
And that would be what sort of material?
The burlap.
That would be a bag, perhaps. Would you say gunny sack for potatoes?
Yes. I had forgotten that one.
You might say that's older then?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Crocus sack?
No, but gunny sack is...
Mm-hmm. Not poke either, I suppose.
No.
That's a good Pennsylvania Dutch word.
Oh.
Put them in a poke.
I see.
You ever hear that one?
No, but we have a new pastor, and they have come from the Pennsylvania Dutch area.
He'll know about a poke then.
I suppose he would. Uh-huh.
Now, do you ever keep flour in the, remember, in the kitchen, maybe your folks' house?
Flour bin.
A bin. And if you didn't have a bin, you might have a, or, well, let's put it this way, what you kept, when you made pickles, you put pickles in a what?
Crock.
And if you had cider, you might keep it in a?
Barrel.
Or a keg? What is a keg? Okay, a barrel.
You had nails, you'd keep nails in a
keg, I see.
Probably that's more common. You wouldn't say keg. Keg.
Keg is the way I heard it.
All right, man's hauling, bringing in wood for the fire, and you might say to him, my, that's quite a
load.
You wouldn't ever refer to it as a turn, quite a turn of wood.
No.
And if a man had hauling, say, wood in a wagon, and he didn't have a full load, just had part of a load, you would say.
Jag.
Jag of wood. And you call it part load, perhaps, or just a jag? Would you use
jag? Yes, that's
a jag. They would husk corn, and if they didn't have a pretty big load, they say they got a jag of corn this morning.
Now, a lady goes out and takes down the clothes that have been hanging behind the house, and she puts them in the, to carry them inside, she puts them in the...
clothes basket.
And the musical instrument that men often play, they like it. What's that?
Harp.
Some called it a mouth harp, I think.
Right. It could go either way, harp or mouth harp. You wouldn't call a harmonica?
Not too much. I think we heard that more on the radio after we used to hear the play the harmonicas
harmonica
on the
kings
radio.
Or something.
Uh-huh. But to us, they were the harps.
Not a French harp, though, either.
No.
Just a harp. Okay. And the kind that you'd stick up to your mouth and goes, you pluck it with that wire piece here.
I don't believe I know that kind.
It's not the same as a mouth organ. It's something that goes about like that. Mow, 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 mow. Do you ever call them Jews?
I've heard of Jews harp. That would be as close as we could say.
Jews harp. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, around the barrel are big, round, metal...
bands.
Did you call them anything else?
Rim.